AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The judge in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial is raising the possibility Trump could be sent to jail. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Donald Trump was held in contempt of court and fined $9,000 for repeatedly violating a gag order that barred him from making public statements about witnesses, jurors, and some others connected to his New York hush money criminal case. The ruling, a rebuke for the Republican former president who had insisted he was exercising his free speech rights and on his way into court before the ruling spoke out.
This is a hoax. This is a judge who's conflicted. Badly conflicted. I've never seen a judge so conflicted. And giving us virtually no rulings.
Manhattan prosecutors say Trump and his associates took part in an illegal scheme to influence the 2016 presidential campaign by burying negative stories. He has pleaded not guilty. Julie Walker, New York.
Police in London say a man used a sword to attack members of the public and police officers in an East London suburb.
It is with great sadness that I confirm that one of those injured in the incident, a 13-year-old boy, has died from their injuries.
Police Commander Stuart Bell says a man is under arrest and it's not being treated as terror-related. He's been sidelined for 3 months after being diagnosed with cancer. Today, King Charles visited a cancer treatment charity in London. The type of cancer the king has not been disclosed. The Environmental Protection Agency is finalizing a ban on consumer uses of methylene chloride. It's a chemical widely used as a paint stripper. It can also cause liver cancer. Dozens of protesters have taken over a building at Columbia University in New York, barricading the entrances and unfurling a Palestinian flag outside a window. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are slipping on Wall Street after the latest hotter-than-expected reading on the economy raised more worries about inflation. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The benchmark index is on track to close out its first losing month in the last six. The Dow lost 182 points. It's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.2% lower. Treasury yields rose in the bond market after a report showed workers won bigger gains in pay and benefits than expected in the first 3 months of the year. The Fed will announce its latest decision on interest rates Wednesday. Traders have largely given up hope that the Fed will deliver multiple rate cuts this year. The Fed has raised rates to the highest level since 2001 in an effort to cool inflation and slow down the economy. Seth Sutel, New York.
To fend off tourists, a town in Japan is building a big screen to block the view of Mount Fuji. People in Fujikawa Gucci Co. have had enough with misbehaving foreign tourists. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.